A humble heart and a contrite spirit, President J. Reuben Clark, J.R. J. Reuben Clark, J.R., Conference Report, April 1950, pages 166-167. I had hoped and supposed that my many speeches before the various groups at this conference would relieve me from saying anything more. Particularly, I had thought that this morning's sermon would count as something said here, but President Smith has asked that I say a word or two. I shall not detain you long because we must have President Smith close this conference. Repentance. So many things have been said, so much good has been told us, that it would be folly to try to summarize or repeat, but I think that most of us will leave this conference with two matters principally in mind, that of repentance and its reciprocal forgiveness. The call has been made, repent, for the hour of his judgment is nigh. The Lord has said, by this ye may know if a man repenteth of his sins, behold, he will confess them and forsake them. I would like to point out that to me there is a great difference between confession and admission. After transgression is proved, I doubt much the efficacy of an admission as a confession. Forgiveness. In the ancient days, men made sacrifice that they might be forgiven. Today we are told that we must bring to the Lord for our forgiveness a humble heart and a contrite spirit. As to forgiveness, the Lord has said, I, the Lord, will forgive whom I will forgive, but of you it is required to forgive all men, which means, as I understand it, that where there is repentance, we shall forgive and receive into fellowship the repentant transgressor, leaving to God the final disposition of the sin. Testimony to risen Christ. This is Easter, and I have already borne my testimony to the risen Christ, but I do want to read from the 76th section the verses we all know, part of which was quoted by Brother Evans this morning. This was the great vision that came to Joseph and Sidney in 1832, and now, after the many testimonies which have been given of him, this is the testimony, last of all, which we give of him, that he lives, for we saw him, even on the right hand of God, and we heard the voice bearing record that he is the only begotten of the Father, that by him, and through him, and of him, the worlds are and were created, and the inhabitants thereof are begotten sons and daughters unto God. I renew the bearing of my testimony that Jesus is the Christ, the Redeemer of the world, the firstfruits of the resurrection, the only begotten of the Father, and I cannot but remember that glorious message that came out of the chamber on that night, most memorable perhaps in all the history of the world, the night before the crucifixion, when he had his disciples together and gave them his great final discourse. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That message to the disciples in the chamber is a message that comes to all of God's children, that peace be with us always, and may we live so that we may rightfully ask therefore. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.